Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Because I saw a lot of people that were Christians that were putting more eggs in the political basket than I thought was warranted, putting more weight on there. And I had a hard time squaring that with what we saw in Scripture. And so we took a week to really talk about how Christians can live in a way that is in alignment with what the Bible says, even in the middle of a political series, a political season. And we got to be very careful, friends, that we don't blend the two together, because politics and the person that's serving in office is a temporary thing. Heaven is an eternal thing. And I don't want to cause somebody to miss out on not only fellowship with other believers here on earth, but I certainly don't want to be a part of making such a strong dogmatic stance on a political issue that it causes somebody to say, oh, well, if that's what Christians stand for, then I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to make sure that I keep the right focus. Now, listen, we are citizens of the United States, but before that, we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And that's what takes precedence, because that king is an eternal king. And he gets the last word. He gets the final word. He gets the decisive word. None of our political candidates or people that serve here get the final word on anything. They get a temporary word at best. And I like, I gave you this quote from J.R.R. Tolkien in one of his Lord of the Rings books. He has Gandalf saying this: work of the enemy, such deeds he, speaking of the enemy, loves. Friend at war with friend, loyalty divided, and confusion of hearts. That's what the enemy loves to do. I mean, he would love to divide, he'll divide a church over anything that he can. You know, I mean, you've probably heard the joke before that there was a church split because of the color of carpeting that they decided to put in. It's not a joke. Man, I've been a part of trying to pick up the pieces in fellowships where they have broken trust with each other, they've broken fellowship with each other over the stupidest of things. Yeah, stupid things. You know, who you vote for. If you're voting for somebody that's voting for a different person, fine. Agree to disagree. Betsy and I have family members that probably would vote opposite of us on just about everything. We love them dearly. We look forward to times being with them. And we just say, hey, let's not talk about this. You're not going to change our mind. We're not going to change your mind. So let's just not talk about it. Let's just not even have it on the table. And let's just focus on loving each other and spending time with each other. So I have three takeaways from this. The first one is we have to pray for our leaders. The Bible says pray for those in authority. It doesn't say pray for them because you agree with them. Pray for them because they were a part of the party that you voted for. Doesn't say pray for them because they're opposite of what you think and you're going to pray judgment on them. It just says pray for them. Pray for them. That's what our responsibility is. Then we have to also make sure that we're speaking well of our fellow U.S. citizens. These are your neighbors. Going back to what we talked about, living in and taking the message to all these streets. These are people that you live on Main Street with. They're your next door neighbors. Don't put a wedge between you and them because you've drawn your battle lines over political candidates. Find a way to bridge that gap. So speak well of people. Don't vilify them. Don't tear them down. But especially, the Bible says this, that we especially treat well those fellow saints. There shouldn't be any of that kind of disagreement, that kind of acrimony inside the church. we should be able to be here just like those people that were all ascending to Jerusalem and singing the songs of ascent together. That's what we should be able to focus on. We should be able to have a room full of people that have voted for every political party and stripe under the sun, and they still can focus on God as their Savior. And we should be able to treat them as brothers and sisters. You're going to be really disappointed otherwise when you get to heaven and find out that there's people there that didn't vote the same way that you voted. I love George Whitefield. In the middle of one of his sermons, he looked out at the congregation and realized the people who were standing there were from all these different denominations. And so he stands and calls up to heaven, and he says, "Father Abraham, how many Baptists do you have up there?" "None." "Father Abraham, how many Methodists do you have up there?" "None." And he goes through the names of all these different denominations he sees up there. Finally, and people are murmuring in the crowd. And then finally he stops for a second and says, "Well, who do you have up there?" "Only Christians." Let's set aside the other labels. Because this is how we wrap this up. The way we treat both our fellow U.S. citizens and the way we treat our brothers and sisters in Christ is either going to point people to Jesus, or it's going to point them towards a man-made political system that is doomed to fail. Because politics is an experiment. What we have here in the kingdom of heaven, this is the real deal. This is what's going to last. And so that's what we want to focus on.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.